New York Times columnist suggests canceling Speedy Gonzalez, Pepe Le Pew. By Joel B. Polak on March 6, 2021. Charles Blow, a left-wing columnist for the New York Times, has suggested canceling the popular Looney Tunes cartoon characters Speedy Gonzalez and Pepe Le Pew, the former because it is racist, the latter for contributing to rape culture. Blow made the suggestions in a column applauding the removal of several Dr. Seuss books from circulation for allegedly racist caricatures. In the column, titled, Six Seuss Books Bore a Bias, Blow argued, racism must be exorcised from culture, including, or maybe especially, from children's culture. He wrote, as a child, I was led to believe that blackness was inferior. And I was not alone. The black society into which I was born was riddled with these beliefs. It wasn't something that most, if any, would articulate in that way, let alone knowingly propagate. Rather, it was in the air, in the culture. We had been trained in it, bathed in it, acculturated to hate ourselves. It happened for children in the most inconspicuous of ways. It was relayed through toys and dolls, cartoons and children's shows, fairy tales and children's books. Some of the first cartoons I can remember included Pepe Le Pew, who normalized rape culture, Speedy Gonzalez, whose friends helped popularize the corrosive stereotype of the drunk and lethargic Mexicans, and Mammy Two Shoes, a heavy-set black maid who spoke in a heavy accent. Blow defended his arguments on Twitter on Saturday. Critics pushed back. Pepe Le Pew has been targeted before, notably in 2018, shortly after the emergence of the hashtag MeToo movement. Breitbart News' John Nolte noted, Pepe Le Pew is the butt of all the jokes. Who always, always, always loses in the end. Usually violently at the hands of his so-called victim. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.